AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran's president is suggesting the U.S.-Iran swap is a step in the direction of humanitarian action between the two nations. Five Americans being held in Iran were freed. Nearly $6 billion in Iranian assets were unfrozen. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there is more work to be done.
For today, for this moment, it's very good to be able to say that our fellow citizens are free after enduring something that I think it would be difficult for any of us to imagine.
Tensions between Iran and the U.S. remain high, especially over Iran's nuclear program. Middle East expert John Alterman at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says it's a sign of good diplomacy,
which this administration wants to say is really a hallmark, not by threatening other countries, but by engaging with other countries. And I see this as advancing their brand of how the U.S. gets along in the world.
A plane carrying the Americans home to the U.S. is due to land tonight. President Biden's son Hunter is suing the Internal Revenue Service. He claims two agents shared his personal information. More from the AP's Lindsay Whitehurst.
Hunter Biden says the IRS hasn't done enough to stop these two agents from disclosing his confidential tax information. Attorneys for the two agents, on the other hand, say that they sought whistleblower protections and didn't share any confidential information outside of what was protected under whistleblower statutes.
Hunter Biden's defense attorneys indicated they plan to fight the charges and the case could be on track toward a possible high-stakes trial. A suspect has been arrested after a Los Angeles County sheriff's deputy was found shot and killed over the weekend. Bill Maher says he is delaying the return of his HBO talk show because of the ongoing strike by Hollywood writers and actors. This is AP News. A black high school student in Texas has been suspended twice because of his hairstyle. The school says it isn't discrimination.
Officials at the Barbers High School in Mont Belvieu say Darryl George's dreadlocks violate the district's dress code because his hair fell below his eyebrows and earlobes. His mother says because he wears his hair tied up on top of his head, he isn't violating the rules. His mother says the 17-year-old junior served the first suspension last week, sitting on a stool for 8 hours inside a cubicle at the Houston area school. She says he was in tears when he was sent back to in-school suspension Monday. The incident testing Texas's newly enacted Crown Act, which took effect September 1st. The law prohibits race-based hair discrimination. I'm Julie Walker.
Nine teenagers who escaped from a detention center in Pennsylvania after overpowering staff and crawling under a fence were captured less than 12 hours later. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.